The Hebrew writer records for us in chapter 6 and verse 18, he says, "Lay hold of the hope that is set before us." In verse 19, he goes on to write, "This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil." Hope is mentioned by Paul as one of the three great things a Christian can possess in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. The Hebrew writer tells us how great this hope is. On ancient coins in the New Testament, and in the Greek and Roman classics, the anchor was often used as an emblem of hope. On a ship, the anchor is the ship's lifeline during a storm. As long as the iron hooks of the ship anchor into the rocks or into the bottom of the sea, the ship is secure and can triumphantly ride out the storm. But if that anchor fails, the ship will fall victim to the merciless ocean and drift out to sea, and the crew and all hope is lost and their chance to survive. The Hebrew writer certainly provided his audience with a better hope in the book of Hebrews and a better hope that they would have in Christ as compared to the Old Testament law that they once followed and they were trying to fall back into. He was trying to show them this hope that they had in Christ in this better way. The hope we have in Christ, the promises of God and His oath to us, is our sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Our hope as Christians is what a secure anchor is to the ship. Hope sustains and braces us in the midst of trials, but if our hope fails, and may we let it not, we drift away and all is lost. The challenge then is to make sure that our hope remains sure and steadfast, that we might be perfectly secure. The anchor of hope will not let us slip or lose our grip on salvation. It is our hope in the Almighty that will allow us to enter into His very presence in the day of judgment into heaven. As you think on these thoughts, also reflect and meditate upon the words of the psalm that we often sing, titled, "We Have an Anchor." Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold and the wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain? Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.